Singer of Canadian anthem at Four Nations face-off changes lyric to protest Trump's 51st state remarks. By Breitbart News on February 21, 2025. AP, the anthem singer who performed the Canadian anthem prior to the Four Nations face-off championship game Thursday night, changed a lyric in O Canada as a response to U.S. President Donald Trump's repeated remarks about making the country the 51st state. Publicist Adam Gonchore in an email to the Associated Press confirmed Chantal Kreviathuk changed the lyric from "An All of Us Command" to "That Only Us Command" and confirmed Trump's 51st state comments were the reason why. During Canada's 3-2 overtime victory, Kreviathuk told the AP she did it because "I believe in democracy. And a sovereign nation should not have to be defending itself against tyranny and fascism. I'm somebody who grew up on music that spoke to the heart in the moment. And it shaped me as a songwriter and really as a human being," she added. "I don't think it would be authentic to me to be given a world stage and not express myself and be true to myself." Kreviathuk, who is from Winnipeg, Manitoba, also wrote the phrase "That Only Us Command" with mascara on her left hand. She posted a picture of that on her Instagram with emojis of a Canadian flag and a flexed muscle. "I just put it on there so if I ever had a moment and I kind of froze, I would be able to look at my hand and see it," Kreviathuk said. "I'd love to see people sort of get inspired and catch the fire and say their heart more in their art. Sometimes you just got to speak the truth in your art and it's awesome. That's what it should be about." The NHL declined comment on the situation. Fans in Boston lightly booed the song, though it was soon drowned out by Kreviathuk's singing. The crowd in Montreal booed the Star-Spangled Banner prior to U.S. tournament games at Bell Centre last week, more vociferously before the team faced Canada. Tensions have risen between the neighbors and longtime allies over the past several weeks as Trump, since being inaugurated, has suggested multiple times that Canada become the 51st U.S. state in relation to a trade dispute, and threatened a series of tariffs. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has said that will never happen. The subject of Canada becoming the 51st state was brought up Thursday during a news conference with David McGuinty, Canada's public safety minister. "Sounds like President Trump is worried about the outcome of the hockey game," McGuinty said. "Canada is a sovereign and independent country. It has been for over 150 years and will remain so. This discussion of 51st state is a non-starter." Trump called the U.S. team prior to their morning skate Thursday to wish players luck in the game. Players told reporters in Boston it was an honor to hear from him, with defenseman Noah Hanifin saying, "Hopefully we can get the win tonight for our country and for Trump."